Blackstone Audio presents Direct Descent by Frank Herbert. This book is read by Scott Brick.
Part 1. Vincent Coogan pulled at his thin lower lip as he stared at the image of his home planet growing larger in the starship's view screen. What kind of an emergency would make Patterson call me off a library collection trip? He muttered. The chief navigator turned toward Coogan, noted the down-drooping angles on the library official's face. Did you say something, sir? Huh? Coogan realized he had been speaking his thoughts aloud. He drew in a deep breath, squared his stringy frame in front of the view screen, said, It's good to get back to the library. Always good to be home, said the navigator. He turned toward the planet in the screen. It was a garden world of rolling plains turning beneath an old sun. Pleasure craft glided across shallow seas. Villages of flat, chalk-white houses clustered around elevator towers which plumbed the interior. Slow streams meandered across the plains. Giant butterflies fluttered among trees and flowers. People walked while reading books or reclined with scan-all viewers hung in front of their eyes. The starship throbbed as its landing auxiliaries were activated. Coogan felt the power through his feet. Suddenly he sensed the homecoming feeling in his chest, an anticipating that brought senses to new alertness. It was enough to erase the worry over his callback, to banish his displeasure and the year of work he had abandoned uncompleted. It was enough to take the bitterness out of his thoughts.